The Bird Sisters by Rebecca Rasmussen. Narrated by Exie Sands. Copyright 2011 by Rebecca Rasmussen. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with Broadway Books, an imprint of the Crown Publishing Group, a division of Random House, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. These are the days when birds come back, a very few, a bird or two, to take a backward look. Emily Dickinson. Chapter 1. Used to be, when a bird flew into a window, Millie and Twist got a visit. Millie would put a kettle on and set out whatever culinary adventure she'd gone on that day. For morning arrivals, she offered her famous vanilla drop biscuits and raspberry jam. Twist would get the medicine bag from the hall closet and sterilize the tools she needed, depending on the seriousness of the injury. A wounded limb was one thing, a wounded crop was another. People used to come from as far away as Reedsburg and Wilton. Millie would sit with them while Twist patched up the poor old robin or the sweet little meadowlark. Over the years, the number of visitors had dwindled. Now that the grocery store sold ready-baked biscuits and jelly in all the colors of the rainbow, people didn't bother as much about birds. On a particularly low morning, while the two sisters were having tea and going over their chore lists, Millie pulled back the curtains when she heard an engine straining on one of the nearby hillsides. When all she saw was the empty gravel drive, the hawkweed poking up along the edges, she let go of them.
"We should be glad," she said. "Maybe the birds are getting smarter."
Twist brought the breakfast dishes to the sink.